So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome to Speed City with John Massengill, Les Kaiser, and Jonathan Green. It's the fastest hour on the radio, Speed City.
Good evening, gearheads. Welcome to Speed City, live from Austin, Texas. Your Sunday night with Speed City. This is John Massengill. I'm sitting in the studio in Austin, and I'm joined over Zoom by Mr. Les Kaiser. Les, how are you, buddy?
Hey, doing good. Got a little shower out at Circuit of the Americas, and I mean standing out on pit lane, but had to cut the day short and call it a day.
I know. I was about to take out the low fast car today for a kind of a late lunch, and I decided it looks a little gray out there. I'm not going to take it out, and thank goodness I didn't, because I got down to about 10th and Lamar. Had some lunch down there, and it started pouring. I got out of there, and turns out that whole area flooded as usual down there. So it was crazy. We had 4.25 inches in an hour right at that spot where I had lunch today. So it was crazy down there.
Yeah, a lot of rain hit the Circuit of the Americas today. And, you know, they're building up the MotoGP city, getting ready for that. It was great to see all those hoping that's not all for naught. There's some rumors I've heard this week, pandemic related, that MotoGP is really watching what's happening in Central Texas as far as the pandemic and case counts. There's some concerns that they may not make it over here, or that it may be different in a very reduced or even eliminated audience on site. So we're crossing our fingers. We're hoping everybody considers that, in addition to the reasons to be safe around everyone else.
I have some theories on that subject, Mr. Kaiser, and I will share them with you. But let me run down what we got on the show. As you might notice, Mr. Jonathan Green is not with us tonight. He is going to call in here in a minute because he has been out at Monterey commentating the Monterey Historics on their stream all weekend. And man, that's one of the things I want to talk about, because that was fun to watch. It was a great motorsports weekend because we had a triple header at Indy, at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, because you had the IndyCar race out there on Saturday. Then you had the Xfinity race, NASCAR Xfinity race, following that on Saturday. And then you had the Cup Car race today. So they had plenty going on out there, but there was Formula E, which I really didn't even get to watch. There was lots more, but yeah, Jonathan's out there doing the Monterey. And of course, man, that's Les, that's a bucket list. I have not ever done that. There's a lot more than just the racing out there. There's the auctions that, and you went out there, what, back in 08, 09, something like that?
I did. I was out there the year of the IndyCar Roadster was the theme of the year. A lot of times they'll focus on a mark or a theme or what have you. So it was fantastic seeing IndyCars dating back to the beginning of Indy that were out there running. Just a fantastic, if you're into motorsports, you know, there it's for the, it was the Rolex Historics at that time. And if you're into four-wheeled motorsports, oh goodness, you got to make the Historics. And now if you're a participant on track, you want to plan and get there a little bit early for the opportunity to participate in what they call the pre-historics. Not a joke.
I like that. The pre-historics racings. So yeah, that was fun to watch. And so we're going to talk about IndyCar. We're going to talk about MotoGP, which was a fantastic race today. And IndyCar was great too, but MotoGP, the last five laps of that, I don't think I've seen anything quite like that, at least not in recent memory with MotoGP. So that was fun. We also have a couple of guests. We have one live guest. We have a really interesting guest, Les. This is a young man. His name is Ryan Sheehan, and he's going to be joining us here in about 20 minutes at 7:30 Austin time. And I believe Ryan is 16 now, and we've been following him. Jonathan and I have actually been doing a little help with some of their, they do a debrief after each of his races. And he's been racing in the U.S. Formula 4 U.S. Championship, right? And so that means he's going to be racing here in Austin for Formula 1. Actually, twice. They're coming here twice. And so he was in karting last year, and he moved up to F4 this year. And he has done really well. And it's really great to see a young Austin kid who got his start in racing because he went to a race. His dad took him, I think, to Formula One back in, you know, several years ago when he was just a single-digit kid, and he fell in love with it. And so he started karting when he was like 12 or 13 years old, maybe even younger. We'll have to get his whole story. But, you know, this is what we've been wanting to see, especially right here in Austin, is young Americans getting enthusiastic because of what's happening in Formula One, working their way up through the karting ladder, through the F4, F3, F2 ladder, just like all the European racers and worldwide racers have done to get into Formula One. And he's had some really good success in just this year. So this is a really fascinating story. And so we're going to have Ryan on here in just a few minutes. Unless you got to talk to a young 11-year-old racer. Tell us about that.
You bet. Been following Michael Lou Sanchez for a while, and we've got a great interview with his father. Really just kind of an introduction to folks about Mikey Lou. Mikey is, like I said, 11 years old, little guy. Spent part of the day out at Circuit of the Americas with him in a track day for motorcycles. And just really seeing and getting caught up with him. We met him a few years ago. Again, up-and-coming competitor, American. He lives just a little ways outside of Austin here and has just returned from Spain. He spent the summer in Spain competing, as Ryan did, you going overseas to find that competition that to hone your skills to everything about the racing craft and the racing business. And so great story. We're going to share that with you as well.
All right. Well, I think I want to talk MotoGP first, Les. Let's start with this. It's at the Red Bull Ring, right? So it's the Austrian GP.
Oh, yeah.
And just noticing, I'm going through my notes, 86,000 people. As you notice, the stands looked pretty full. So that was encouraging. And again, like I said, I want to talk about COVID here in Austin here. We'll do that right as we come out of the first break. But 86,000 people, and the first thing that jumped out at me was I thought, you know, Marc Marquez with his physical condition, I don't know what's going to happen with him because he was looking really good at the start of the race. In fact, he looked really good for most of this race. And of course, you know, at the beginning of the race, it looked like there was going to be some rain at the race, right? And Marquez was the only one on soft tires. And we got to I think it was 28 lap race. We were like 23 laps in and it still hadn't rained. And then the rain started happening. And that's when this became an incredible race. Les, did you get to see the entire thing?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, there were several things that came into play. Johann Zarco crashing out, you know, was a big, you know, impact to begin with. But yeah, when the rain came in at the end of the race, you know, that's one of the things even the Formula One crowd know, and they watch that area. It's just in a precarious location geographically that happens, and it can be quite torrential as well. But the strategy that played out, you know, as the rain came, you know, one of the Speed City friends, KTM rider Brad Binder, rolled the dice, stayed on his dry tires. And you know how, you know, if you've ever walked across ice and you had to go and it was slippery and you were slow and just really cautious, this is what Brad Binder made me feel like. You know, Colin Edwards say, you know, tighten the sphincter and move along. He was on edge for the rest of that, keeping the bike straight up, and he would be off the bike, keeping control of the bike, keeping it from sliding out from under him, because he did remain on dry tires, finished up on the podium.
Well, Brad Binder won the race. And I mean, this was incredible. So we had five laps to go. Then the rain came. And in fact, just like it happens so often in motorsports, there was rain in part of the track and it wasn't raining in the other part. So we're sitting there following the leaders, right? So with Marquez and the rest of the leaders all up front, and then the rain starts happening, and all of a sudden we see Jack Miller and Rins coming into the pits with five laps to go with rain tires. Rossi ended up in the top 10 in points and looking great. But so then multiple riders throwing their arms up, and then all the top five leaders came in with three laps to go because of the rain and to put on wet tires. And that's when Binder, he was in sixth when the rain started, and he stayed out. So all the top riders came in. Binder goes straight to the top. And then all of a sudden, we got three or four laps to go. And I look up, and there are six riders battling for the lead of this race because of what's happened. And so Binder's out on slicks, just coming to some of the corners, looking like he's going 10 miles an hour. You know, obviously not that slow, but it looked like it because of the rain and because trying to keep slick tires in the rain. It was just crazy. And did you see that Rossi got up to second with just a couple of laps to go? He ended up finishing eighth. And then Marquez goes down because he had, you know, obviously gone in for wet tires and was trying to catch back up and ended up crashing out with two laps to go. And I mean, I saw Binder sideways with just a few corners to go. I mean, literally no lean angle, totally weird looking in MotoGP. Instead of 60-degree lean angles, we had literally no lean angle. And I mean, some of the riders, to me, just looked like they were almost at a standstill on that last lap. And I noticed that Pecco Bagnaia was 15 seconds quicker on wet tires than Binder was on that last lap. 15 seconds, I mean, we're talking a lap is what, a minute 28, something like that. And he was 15 seconds quicker. So everybody was catching Binder. He was riding, like you said, on the ice. It was so much fun to watch. And there's so much more to that. You got to go back and watch that because it was really one of the most exciting MotoGP races I'd seen in a while.
It was one of the ones that, you know, I've been enjoying since meeting him. And he's got an awesome connection through family, is Jorge Martin. Jorge Martin passed something like nine riders in the last lap and a half to get him up to third position for the podium. So on podium, you've got Brad Binder on the top step, Bagnaia on the second, and Jorge Martin on the third. Fabio Quartararo, always have a tough one with that.
Quartararo.
He's still in seventh, but that's still pushing his championship lead out front. It's not over. This is an exciting season. You know, a lot of new names. It's the new generation that's here. And also, you know, Valentino Rossi taking his curtain call this in this season. And so there's a lot of passion and a lot of excitement around that.
Well, I was really enjoying that, and I'm sure our boys over at Ducati Austin have been enjoying this season with Ducati, the success they've had. In fact, I went over to see the guys at Ducati Austin, and I got to sneak in the back and see a crazy six-figure Ducati that's ready for MotoGP racing. So I'm sure they were having
those.
Yeah.
Those were out at Circuit of the Americas today, and I hung out with Vito and the Ducati Austin crowd, and it was fantastic. That bike is truly spectacular. And, you know, speaking of Ducati Austin and MotoGP, the first weekend of October, folks, you know, if you traditionally come and join us at the big Ducati Austin event for that weekend, keep your ears open. There's going to have to be some changes, but they are working through those now. Don't just call it off, but just stay tuned.
Oh, yeah. No way, man. I have a lot of thoughts about this, about what's – and we need to go to break. And I also communicated with Circuit of the Americas today about the second – the possibility of the second Formula One race. And I'll tell you about that after the break as well. You're listening to Speed City live from Austin, Texas, back after these messages.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The holidays are behind us, and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
As a rider, you know what you like. The power, the feel, the ride. When it comes to gear, you know what keeps you safe. Ducati Austin provides riders with the finest in day and easy leathers. The best the market offers. Visit Ducati Austin on Breaker Lane just east of I-35 and throw your leg over the most iconic sports bike ever built.
Ducati.
Even take it for a test ride. Or see what's been described as art on wheels from MV Agusta. You know what you like. See it at Ducati Austin. Online at DucatiAustin.com.
Winding Road Racing is your first and best choice for all the essentials for a great weekend at the track. We're racers, and we love helping racers. With a full selection of racing gear in stock, get geared up with all the safety equipment needed to meet all the latest Snell FIA and SFI regulations. Outfit your car with a comprehensive lineup of racing necessities, and when you need to find a few more tents, turn to data acquisition systems from AIM Sports, V-Box, and others. Austin-based with shops in California, Georgia, and Kentucky. The source for all your racing needs. Winding Road Racing, WindingRoadRacing.com.
Austin's Talk, 1370.
Hi, Brendan Hartley. This is Speed City.
Welcome back to the fastest hour in radio, Speed City.
Thank you, Brendan Hartley, for bringing us back. Speaking of Brendan Hartley, I was watching the Monterey Historics and watching some of the LMP cars. The LMP, they looked LMP1, then maybe they were LMP2, right towards the end of the coverage just a couple hours ago, and that was really cool. But hey, I promised we would talk about all the possibilities for October here in Austin, because we are scheduled, as we stand, we are Formula One, October 24th, and MotoGP, October 7th, with a couple of weekends in between there, for possible second races for both of those series, by the way. There's been rumors of both. Now, the Formula One rumor has been very, very strong. Lots of, all the commentators all over the planet, everybody, all the pundits talking about it. And clearly so has Formula One, because we had Bobby Epstein on the show and he said they called him about it, about the possibility. Now, right about now is when we thought we would know. I talked to Coda today, and they said there's no definitive answer as of yet. Now, Les, you're talking about the gloom and doom of COVID. And yes, it's been horrible the last 2 weeks, especially. I mean, things getting canceled. I've been watching ACL. I've been watching all the big music festivals, any sort of gathering. I've been watching all over the United States. And they've been doing everything from requiring COVID tests to COVID vaccination proof to all these different things. But what I noticed, and I talked to our producer who is a news hound because he produces news shows during the week, and he said it looks like the curve has started to turn down here in Austin. And I'm really just watching Austin at this point, because that's what FOM is going to watch, that's what Dorna from MotoGP is going to watch, and the curve has turned down. So here we are at August 15th. If that turn continues the direction it's going, and we see similar, if you go back and look at the other previous two peaks, and if you look at those curve shapes, we could see a pretty dramatic difference there we go, our producer's putting that up if you're watching us on Facebook, Twitter, or YouTube. And if you look at those curve shapes, they're pretty sharp up and they're pretty sharp down. It's like everybody goes, oh, wait, we're still in a pandemic? I guess we need to start acting like it. Whatever that means to you. And so I know that vaccinations are up. In fact, I know they're up here in Austin. I've seen those stats. So if we get to see the curve heading back down the other direction, and it happens as quick as it has before, a month from now, especially 2 months from now, when all this stuff is happening, we might be back in good shape. And at least, I don't know what that means. They may still have restrictions on either how many people or what it does, but it does mean, in my mind, that more than likely we will get racing. So That's my soapbox on that. But apparently, Mr. Jonathan Green, after being on the microphones for about 20 of the last 40 hours, has decided to call in and get us up to date at what happened out in Monterey, because he was commentating the Monterey Historics. And Jonathan, I listened to hours of your coverage. Fantastic job, you and Adam Andretti out there, buddy.
Thanks, man. Yeah, we just left the circuit, and we're on our way back to San Jose. And do we know the way to San Jose? There was a song about that. But anyway, we're having a lovely time. 4 days on the road, and I'm with Mr. Andretti. He's driving like Andretti as we speak, and we're on our way back to the land of Nod, which is sleep, because we don't want to speak anymore. But we'll talk to you. We've had a great 4 days.
Well, Jonathan, I'm so jealous, because not only do you have the historic racing that you guys talked about all weekend on the microphones out there, but there's so much going on out there. This is such a bucket list thing with the auctions. I mean, how was it just being in that area, seeing cars not only at the events, but probably everywhere?
Well, as you know, I go SBRA every other week or so, as well as Trans Am. So why don't we ask our resident Trans Am driver and MotoGP correspondent, Mr. Andretti himself, because it was his first historic. Adam, what do you reckon?
You know, it was that event there was so special for me to get to be a part of in so many ways. And being able to share the booth there with my buddy Jonathan and talk cars, what we love to do, what we really just have passion for is all things motorsports. So we were even able to pepper some motorcycle stuff in there with our personal hero, Wayne Rainey, showing up, and he's just over the hill there, and got to spend some time with him there. It was just such a broad range of activity and broad range of excitement for us to take in that, honestly, we've been sitting in this vehicle right now. And I am hands-free driving, just so everyone knows. I'm on a hands-free device. we've been actually just reminiscing about what our favorite cars were and the experience. So if anyone's wondering about the authenticity of our experience, we're still here hours later talking about it, unsolicited talking about it.
Oh, man, it was so much fun to listen to you guys. By the way, Adam, great job, by the way. Fantastic. You guys, both of y'all did a great job. And one of the funnest things to me was watching you guys and watching the racing, but having all the chat going on YouTube. I mean, and that's a great way to watch a motorsport event, because everybody was chiming in, talking about their memories of each of the cars they were watching, and then tangent conversations about their favorite Corvette or their favorite Bugatti or whatever it was. But it was a blast watching you guys, and everybody loved it. And right when you guys were signing off, I don't know if they should tell you guys, because everybody in the chat was saying thank you to each of you and thanking you for doing what you did. It was great fun, and thank you guys.
Well, thank you so much. That's such kind words to hear, and very humbling as well. You know, I'm very, very new to this game. I'm very fresh to the game of commentary. I certainly enjoy it. I've been blessed with the gift of gab, so I'm rarely at a loss for words, as most of you know by now. Mainly need to be poked or given a hand by John when I need to actually cut my mouth off, because it's time for us to go do something else and talk about something else. But it was so great to hear that, and very humbling to hear that. Thank you.
That is so cool. And you know, the other thing, Adam and Jonathan, you don't have to leave empty-handed. There were auctions going on too. And there were
we didn't
some
tell you what we were driving in.
What are you driving?
Oh great.
We bought the McLaren, 18.5 million.
Okay.
Jonathan has your credit card number, so
I use the Speed City card. Is that all right?
That's
any
fine. That's fine.
Activity, go ahead and accept.
That's fine, because I get to drive it too then.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, by the way, I've got a story for you. I found out that Marco, another Andretti, has got a roof. So you're in good company, buddy.
Ah, another roof owner. I like that. That's cool. Hey,
I don't know if he still has it, but he had a Cayenne Turbo roof, a roof version of that. And I swear you could fit all the way up to your bicep into the exhaust pipe. It was such a large outlet. But I don't know if he still has it anymore. I doubt it, because he keeps cars about as long as I keep shirts.
Well, guys, it was great fun, and we're gonna let you guys go, because I know that you're exhausted. I know I've been on the microphones and in the car, so thank you all for catching us up to speed. And yeah, Adam, we'll get you back on Speed City whenever you can, man. We really appreciate you You helping Jonathan out, and we'll talk to you guys soon.
I'd love to be on anytime. Thank you so much.
All right, bye, guys. Yeah, I saw one. Well, it was. Did you see? I think it was this weekend where one of the original Ford GTs never got assembled. Right. It was still all the original parts, and it. I think it was at this auction, but it was basically a brand new car because it had never been driven, never been harooned like it properly should have been back in the 60s. But hey, Les, I want to shift gears because we got our interviews coming up pretty quick, but I want to talk about IndyCar right now. And I'm going to go to my notes because IndyCar was fantastic. And Will Power wins his 40th race. And that was fantastic to watch. There's some really great things. One of the most interesting things, did you see this rookie Christian Lundgaard? He was super impressive, man. I think you said you were at a COTA and you didn't get to watch the race, but man, this guy was.
I really did not get to enjoy the IndyCar this weekend.
Well, this rookie was great. He was really good. Christian Lundgaard, he was fantastic. The race started with Scott McLaughlin hitting the curbs and going full airborne on the first lap. I was watching that and I was thinking, I bet he went 20 feet in the air, but he did it in totally horizontal. It's just like the car popped up about 2 feet and then flew about 20 or 30 feet straight ahead and then landed. It was very impressive. That was cool. Roman Grosjean ended up in second. And he was really, I mean, that was really exciting, Les. You know, that's the second time he's had second place this year. I think he's moved up to like 12th or 13th. He's been fun to watch this year. We had him on the show last time he was in second. I decided not to bother him this time. We did reach out to Will Power's folks, and they said that he was with his family. And if you saw his wife at the end of that race, she was so excited. She looked like it was his first win. It was so exciting. And there was lots of fun stuff happening. There was, there's some great battles. Pato O'Ward and Alexander Rossi battling it out, and they were battling out for fourth. Graham Rahal made up 9 positions. The last 5 or 6 laps of that race were so fantastic. And this was Will Power's 5th win there at Indy. And, of course, he has led more than anybody at the Indy Road Course. He's led over 300 laps. And this was the 9th different winner in IndyCar. But it was really fun to watch this race. It was really a great race and a great Saturday. This triple header at Indianapolis with NASCAR there as well, with both Xfinity and Cup Car today. So that was fantastic. But we are up against a break. And when we come back, we are going to have young Ryan Sheehan, an Austinite, young racer racing in F4. So stick with us through the break. You're listening to Speed City live from Austin, Texas, back after these messages.
I am an official Texas license plate from MyPlates.com, and I'm here to say it's time to get personal, people. Tell the world who you are with a personalized plate from MyPlates.com, like me. I'm talking favorite color, favorite team, favorite charity, and, of course, favorite state, Texas. Add your own message, and then the magic really happens. I'm the official Texas license plate from MyPlates.com, and I want to be your license plate. Go to MyPlates.com and order me today. Now that's what I'm talking about.
When you're looking for traditional Tex-Mex, look no further than an Austin favorite, One in a Million. Serving original family recipes since 1980 and located just minutes from downtown at 2300 East Cesar Chavez, One in a Million has your Tex-Mex fix every day of the week from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Breakfast is served all day. Homemade migas, enchiladas, and menudo. And try the Don Juan taco. Some say it's big enough to feed a family of 4. One in a Million. Online at oneinamillion.com.
Austin's Talk 1370.
Hi, this is Bob Barsha, commentator for sports cars, Barrett Jackson, collector car auctions, and more. You're listening to Speed City.
Welcome back to the fastest hour in radio, Speed City.
Yes, and if you're a fan of Bob Barsha, and who's not, don't forget we have Bob as part of our Formula One coverage for every Grand Prix this year, and we do those every Formula One weekend live on national radio. We do the pre-race and the post-race, so go to our website, speedcitybroadcast.com, and find out how to listen to that. And before we go to our guest, I just want to cut a couple little comments about the historics that Jonathan was commentating on out there. They had some... The television YouTube coverage was amazing. They had drone cameras, and they had some fantastic angles. It was really, really amazing. I mean, shots that you... I mean, this was coverage to me that even IndyCar, F1, any NASCAR, anybody could learn from. They had some really amazing shots out there for the historics. And one thing I put in my notes is that the Ford CEO, Jim Farley, was behind the wheel. And Les, do you know who Jim Farley's cousin is?
Nope.
His last name is a hint. His cousin was the late, great, one of my favorites of all time, Chris Farley, you know, of Saturday Night Live and movies.
Okay. I would have been right. I just didn't say it.
If you look at a picture of Jim Farley, you're going to go, holy mackerel. I see it immediately. That's his cousin. Can you believe that? Isn't that cool?
Interesting. I would have got it right. Should have guessed.
Not too many Farleys. All right. Well, we're going to go to our guest. We are really excited to bring this gentleman on. He was on the show, I guess last year, late last year, maybe early this year, but he's been on the show before. And I met Ryan Sheehan when he was 14-ish a little while ago. We'll get his exact age here shortly, but... And he's from Austin, and he became a fan by going to a race at COTA with his dad, and he started karting, had some really great success, went to Europe karting, and then this year got into Formula Four. And, you know, you never know. This is the step, right? This is where you go from karting to Formula Four, where into the Formula U.S. Championship, right? The United States version of Formula Four. And he's got into this, and all of a sudden, last week... At the race in Brainerd, he had three races, and in those three races, he finished 9th, 10th, and 11th in the points, two of the three races, and doing fantastic. And I want to welcome Ryan Sheehan to the show. Ryan, welcome to Speed City.
Thank you for having me.
Well, we're very excited to have a young Austin race driver on the show, and we've been talking a bunch, Ryan, and been really excited to help out with you guys. But... I mean, tell everybody a little bit about your story. First of all, how old are you now?
16 now.
That's what I thought. So when did you go see that race at COTA, and when did you start karting?
I went in October of 2013. We went to an SVRA race at COTA, and I started almost exactly a year later in September of 2014 at age 9.
That is awesome. So we've been talking about how... to become a Formula One racer. And the secret formula is you start racing, no pun intended, you start racing in karting when you're single digits, and you've done that. So you check that box. But, well, tell us about your karting career a little bit, because I know you did some European karting, didn't you?
Yeah, started at 9 at the kind of local level. That quickly became regional. And then... about a year after we did regional, we started to move to the national level, or we started to travel around the U.S. in some bigger events. And that eventually led to the opportunity to go to France in 2019 to race there with a pretty well-known team, Strawberry Racing, which was a great experience. The racing is a lot different over there, but I think that really... taught me a lot about racing in general.
Well, all right. So I know you've had, just like every race driver, there's ups and downs. You had a pretty catastrophic crash and put you in the hospital, didn't it?
Yeah. Was a pretty big one. Had a brake failure in Florida during testing at the beginning of last year that knocked me out of commission for a few months. But luckily, I was able to come back. Still performing well, so I don't think it had any lasting impact.
Well, I want to talk about now Formula Four. So tell us who you're racing for, but tell us more importantly, how you ended up meeting these guys in Formula Four and convincing everybody that you were good enough to get into a Formula Four car.
So I race with CrossLink Competition. I started out karting with them. They have a karting program as well. Started out with them in 2019, and that was just the obvious choice, was to go with them in Formula Four. Since we already knew all the staff, all the mechanics, all the management, it was only natural to go with them. Luckily, I got the opportunity to test last year in November. And after that test, they were happy with the results. And so they offered me a ride.
That is fantastic. And so tell us, your first race was when? Earlier this year?
Yeah, March this year.
And so how many races have you guys done? Y'all do two or three a weekend. So what are you up to now as total races? Like 15, 12, something like that?
Total 16 or 12. Yeah. I think 12.
And when did you first get into the points?
Around, I think we had a top 10 in round four, but they didn't count it because it was safety car the whole race. So I think round five. So the second weekend.
Okay. And so this past weekend, I talked about your success, right? So two races in the points and two out of three in the points. I mean, looking at where you are, how quickly you've gone. I mean, let's not forget, guys, that this is spec racing. You're all out there in the same car. And what are we, on any average weekend, you got what, 20 cars on track, something like that, Ryan?
Yeah, 23, 25 at some races.
Yeah, so now that you're consistently moving into the top 10, I mean, that's got to be, it's got to meet your expectations right now about where you are in your career.
Yeah, absolutely. My first year, the first couple of races already in the points is definitely doing good there.
Okay, so you've got what, two more weekends? How many weekends left now? Three weekends left?
We have two. September and then the F1 in October.
Now, did they cancel the F1 the F4 event that was post F1 that was going to happen in November and just move it into Formula One weekend?
Okay. Yes. Yeah, they just switched it up.
I was thinking they were going to continue with both of those. All right, so we'll have two races each weekend. Is that right? Two or three?
Three in the September round and then two because of the tighter schedule with F1.
Okay, so you got five chances to win a race. That's got to be your goal, obviously, every weekend when you go out there.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah, it's every racing driver's goal to win when they go out there. So yeah, winning is definitely my goal.
All right, well, Les Kaiser has a question for you.
Yep. So Ryan, one of the things, especially with younger drivers, everybody, you know, we talked about Max Verstappen came in and was kind of overly anxious and pulled some moves that were, I can't think of any other term, but immature. But we don't have that with you. Is what I've already seen is that you're cool under the collar and you just stay after it. To me, I find that astounding. But where does that come from for you?
I think it's just kind of the way I've always been. I think that both of my parents are kind of that way. They're very logical, very smart. And so I think that I've just been raised that way, where you always want to think about what you're doing before you do it. It can sometimes be a hindrance if you need to make a quick move, a do or die move. But I think it's definitely saved me from incident more times than it's caused something. Mm.
And Les, following up on what you just said, so I've gotten to see a lot of Ryan's racing. We help Ryan with, they do a debrief. They got a really cool organization. Go to his website, ryansheehan.com, because they've got a really very well-organized process to go through this ladder system. And so they've been doing these video debriefs that Jonathan and I have been helping with. Seen a lot of his racing. And I love to watch your hands, Ryan, because you see so much of what a race driver's doing and feeling and going through right then. And your hands are so smooth. There's, you know, those nice, deliberate movements. and keeping that level head. And, you know, right now, where you are in your career, you just said, well, maybe it might be a detriment. You're going to learn the rest of that. You're going to learn when to go for it, especially if you keep putting all those miles under your belt and you know, honing your craft. But he really is level-headed, and I think that's one of the most important things in a race driver. I mean, you obviously have to have the physical skills, but I think you've proven that you've got some physical skills because you've had success in karting, and now you're starting to have success in Formula 4, and this is really fun to watch. And it's a nice testament to the whole Formula 3, which is now FR America, Formula Regionals America, and the F4 U.S. Championship. What are we up to, Ryan? Do you know how many seasons that we're up to in both of those? Isn't it? This is like the fifth season, isn't it?
I believe it's the fifth in Formula 4 and the fourth, I think, for the Formula Regional.
That's right. It was one less. And this is all Honda-powered cars, the Formula 4 cars. You know, we all know about the new Honda Civic R, I think it is, the really hot street car. It's got a turbocharged 300 and something, like 305 horsepower. Well, F4 is the same engine without the turbo, and then the Formula Regional cars are with the turbo. But there's a little bit of downforce in the F4 cars, right?
Yeah, there are. You can definitely feel it. It might not look like it's making much, but if you lose a wing, you can definitely start to feel the push in some of the higher speed corners. So yeah, I think it's good that we get to learn kind of what downforce feels like pretty early on in our careers.
So let me ask you this. We've mentioned people like Max Verstappen, and comparing you to Max Verstappen, that's a pretty good start, right? But talk about,
absolutely,
talk about your goals. I mean, are you laser focused and say, I'm going to go to this series? Or are you career focused? How are you thinking about your career?
I think that almost any kind of open wheel driver is obviously aiming towards Formula One. So that's definitely my first goal, but I'd honestly be happy just making a living racing. I think that's the dream. Getting to do it as a career would be amazing. And so I think that's the overarching goal, but Formula One is my main goal.
All right. So speaking of Formula One, you're going to be racing in the same paddock with the Formula One drivers in October. So are you going to maybe, you know, wander through, maybe try to stumble into Gunther Steiner's office and introduce yourself? How are you going to further your career that weekend, Ryan Sheehan?
Might take a stroll through the Formula One paddock, see who I can run into. Have a lucky encounter.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, I am an official Texas license plate from MyPlates.com, and I'm here to say it's time to get personal, people. Tell the world who you are with a personalized plate from MyPlates.com, like me. I'm talking favorite color, favorite team, favorite charity, and of course, favorite state, Texas. Add your own message, and then the magic really happens. I'm the official Texas license plate from MyPlates.com, and I want to be your license plate. Go to MyPlates.com and order me today. Now that's what I'm talking about.
When you're looking for traditional Tex-Mex, look no further than an Austin favorite, One in a Million. Serving original family recipes since 1980 and located just minutes from downtown at 2300 East Cesar Chavez, One in a Million has your Tex-Mex fix every day of the week from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Breakfast is served all day. Homemade migas, enchiladas, and menudo. And try the Don Juan taco. Some say it's big enough to feed a family of four. One in a Million. Online at oneinamillion.com.
Austin's Talk 1370.
Hi, this is Bob Barsha, commentator for Sports Cars, Barrett Jackson, Collector Car Auctions, and more. You're listening to Speed City.
Welcome back to the fastest hour in radio, Speed City.
Yes, and if you're a fan of Bob Barsha and who's not, don't forget we have Bob as part of our Formula One coverage for every Grand Prix this week, this year. And we do those every Formula One weekend live on national radio. We do the pre-race and the post-race. So go to our website, speedcitybroadcast.com, and find out how to listen to that. And before we go to our guest, I just want to cut a couple little comments about the historics that Jonathan was commentating on out there. They had the television YouTube coverage was amazing. They had drone cameras and they had some fantastic angles. It was really, really amazing. I mean, shots that this was coverage to me that even IndyCar, F1, any NASCAR, anybody could learn from. They had some really amazing shots out there for the historics. And one thing I put in my notes is that the Ford CEO, Jim Farley, was behind the wheel. And Les, do you know who Jim Farley's cousin is?
Nope.
His last name is a hint. His cousin was the late, great, one of my favorites of all time, Chris Farley, you know, of Saturday Night Live and movies.
Okay. I would have been right. I just didn't say it.
If you look at a picture of Jim Farley, you're going to go, holy mackerel, I see it immediately. That's his cousin. Can you believe that? Isn't that cool?
Interesting. I would have got it right. Should have guessed.
Not too many Farleys. All right, well, we're going to go to our guest. We are really excited to bring this gentleman on. He was on the show, late last year, maybe early this year, but he's been on the show before. And I met Ryan Sheehan when he was 14-ish. A little while ago. We'll get his exact age here shortly, and he's from Austin, and he became a fan by going to a race at COTA with his dad, and And he started karting, had some really great success, went to Europe karting, and then this year got into Formula Four. And, you know, you never know. This is the step, right? This is where you go from karting to Formula Four, where into the Formula U.S. Championship, right? The United States version of Formula Four. And he's got into this. And all of a sudden, last week at the race in Brainerd, he had three races. And he in those three races, he finished 9th, 10th, and 11th in the points, two of the three races, and doing fantastic. And I want to welcome Ryan Sheehan to the show. Ryan, welcome to Speed City.
Thank you for having me.
Well, we're very excited to have a young Austin race driver on the show. And we've been talking a bunch, Ryan, and been really excited to help out with you guys. But, I mean, tell everybody a little bit about your story. First of all, how old are you now?
16 now.
That's what I thought. So when did you go see that race at COTA, and when did you start karting?
I went in October of 2013. We went to an SVRA race at COTA. And I started almost exactly a year later in September of 2014 at age 9.
That is awesome. So we've been talking about how to become a Formula One racer. And the secret formula is you start racing, no pun intended, you start racing in karting when you're single digits. And you've done that. So you check that box. But, well, tell us about your karting career a little bit, because I know you did some European karting, didn't you?
Yeah, started at 9 at the kind of local level. That quickly became regional. And then about a year after we did regional, we started to move to the national level, where we started to travel around the U.S. in some bigger events. And that eventually led to the opportunity to go to France in 2019 to race there with a pretty well-known team, Strawberry Racing, which was a great experience. The racing is a lot different over there, but I think that really taught me a lot about racing in general.
Well, all right. So I know you've had, just like every race driver, there's ups and downs. You had a pretty catastrophic crash and put you in the hospital, didn't it?
Yeah. Was a pretty big one. Had a brake failure in Florida during testing at the beginning of last year that knocked me out of commission for a few months. But luckily, I was able to come back, still performing well. So I don't think it had any lasting impact.
Well, I want to talk about now Formula Four. So tell us who you're racing for, but tell us more importantly how you ended up meeting these guys in Formula Four and convincing everybody that you were good enough to get into a Formula Four car.
So I race with CrossLink Competition. I started out karting with them. They have a karting program as well. Started out with them in 2019. And that was just the obvious choice, was to go with them in Formula Four. Since we already knew all the staff, all the mechanics, all the management, it was only natural to go with them. Luckily, I got the opportunity to test last year in November. And after that test, they were happy with the results. And so they offered me a ride.
That is fantastic. And so tell us, your first race was when? Earlier this year?
March this year.
And so how many races have you guys done? Y'all do two or three a weekend. So what are you up to now as total races? Like 15, 12, something like that?
Total 16 or 12. Yeah. I think 12.
And when did you first get into the points?
Round, I think we had a top 10 in round 4, but they didn't count it because it was safety car the whole race. So I think round 5. So the second weekend.
Okay. And so this past weekend, I talked about your success, right? So two races in the points and two out of three in the points. I mean, looking at where you are, how quickly you've gone. I mean, let's not forget, guys, that this is spec racing. You're all out there in the same car. And what are we, on any average weekend, you got what, 20 cars on track, something like that, Ryan?
Yeah, 23, 25 at some races.
Yeah. So now that you're consistently moving into the top 10, I mean, that's got to be, it's got to meet your expectations right now about where you are in your career.
Yeah, absolutely. My first year, the first couple of races already in the points, is definitely doing good there.
Okay, so you've got, what, two more weekends? How many weekends left now? Three weekends left?
We have two, September and then the F1 in October.
Now, did they cancel the F4 event that was post F1 that was going to happen in November and just move it into Formula One weekend? Okay.
Yes. Yeah, they just switched it up.
I was thinking they were going to continue with both of those. All right, so we'll have two races each weekend. Is that right? Two or three?
Three in the September round and then two because of the tighter schedule with F1.
Okay, so you got five chances to win a race. That's got to be your goal, obviously, every weekend when you go out there.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah, it's every racing driver's goal to win when they go out there. So, yeah, winning is definitely my goal.
All right, well, Les Kaiser has a question for you.
Yep. So, Ryan, one of the things... especially with younger drivers, everybody, you know, we talked about Max Verstappen came in and was kind of overly anxious and pulled some moves that were, I can't think of any other term, but immature. But we don't have that with you. Is what I've already seen is that you're cool under the collar and you just stay after it. To me, I find that astounding. But where does that come from for you?
I think it's just kind of the way I've always been. I think that both of my parents are kind of that way. They're very logical, very smart. And so I think that I've just been raised that way where you always want to think about what you're doing before you do it. It can sometimes be a hindrance if you need to make a quick move, a do or die move. But I think it's definitely saved me from incident more times than it's caused something.
Mm. And Les, following up on what you just said, so I've gotten to see a lot of Ryan's racing. We help Ryan with, they do a debrief. They've got a really cool organization. Go to his website, ryansheehan.com, because they've got a really very well-organized process to go through this ladder system. And so they've been doing these video debriefs that Jonathan and I've been helping with. I've seen a lot of his racing. And I love to watch your hands, Ryan, because you see so much of what a race driver's doing and feeling and going through right then. And your hands are so smooth. There's, you know, those nice deliberate movements and keeping that level head. And, you know, right now where you are in your career, you just said, well, maybe it might be a detriment. You're going to learn the rest of that. You're going to learn when to go for it, especially if you keep putting all those miles under your belt and, you know, honing your craft. But he really is level-headed, and I think that's one of the most important things in a race driver. I mean, you obviously have to have the physical skills, but I think you've proven that you've got some physical skills because you've had success in karting, and now you're starting to have success in Formula 4, and this is really fun to watch. And it's a nice testament to the whole Formula 3, which is now FR America, Formula Regionals America, and the F4 U.S. Championship. What are we up to, Ryan? Do you know how many seasons that we're up to in both of those? Isn't it? This is like the fifth season, isn't it?
I believe it's the fifth in Formula 4 and the fourth, I think, for the Formula Regional.
That's right. It was one less. And this is all Honda-powered cars, the Formula 4 cars. You know, we all know about the new Honda Civic R, I think it is, the really hot street car. It's got a turbocharged 305 horsepower. Well, F4 is the same engine without the turbo, and then the Formula Regional cars are with the turbo. But there's a little bit of downforce in the F4 cars, right?
Yeah, there are. You can definitely feel it. It might not look like it's making much, but if you lose a wing, you can definitely start to feel the push in some of the higher speed corners. So yeah, I think it's good that we get to learn kind of what downforce feels like pretty early on in our careers.
So let me ask you this. We've mentioned people like Max Verstappen, and comparing you to Max Verstappen, that's a pretty good start, right? But talk about
absolutely.
Talk about your goals. I mean, are you laser focused and say, I'm going to go to this series, or are you career focused? How are you thinking about your career?
I think that almost any kind of open wheel driver is obviously aiming towards Formula One. So that's definitely my first goal, but I'd honestly be happy just making a living racing. I think that that's the dream. Getting to do it as a career would be amazing. And so I think that that's the overarching goal, but Formula One is my main goal.
All right. So speaking of Formula One, you're going to be racing in the same paddock with the Formula One drivers in October. So are you going to maybe, wander through, maybe try to stumble into Gunther Steiner's office and introduce yourself? How are you going to further your career that weekend, Ryan Sheehan?
Might take a stroll through the Formula One paddock, see who I can run into, have a lucky encounter with someone.
Speaking of Formula One, have you been watching this year, and are you a fan of any particular drivers, or tell us what are your thoughts of Formula One this year?
Absolutely. I think it's been one of the closest years we've had in a long, long time. Probably since 2016 with Rosberg against Hamilton. I think that this has definitely been the best title fight we've had. And so I think that it'll be nice if it can keep going all the way till the end. And as for drivers, I'm a Verstappen fan.
There we go.
I mean, I really just want someone who can compete with Lewis. But really, a lot of the new generation, I'm a fan of the Norrises, the Russells, the Ocons. I'm a big fan of all of them.
Well, it has been a blast this year watching Formula One and being able to talk about it every week, because it has been finally close this year. And I mean, you got to say that the Red Bull car has been faster than the Mercedes car mostly through the year. Mercedes has continued to prove that that they are such a fantastic organization top to bottom. But, well, Ryan, tell everybody about how to follow you, what to look for in October, what car you're in, because they're going to go to, if they're listening to here, they're a good chance they might be at the Formula One race.
Yeah, so we're on pretty much any social you can think of, at Ryan Sheehan Official. Follow us. We post pretty much every day, all sorts of stuff, videos, behind the scenes, schedules for the current weekend. So lots to see there. And look forward to the bright orange car at COTA in October.
Awesome. Ryan Sheehan, thank you. Best of luck for the rest of the season and best of luck with your career. Of course, we'll be talking to you a bunch. And we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
All right. Take care, buddy.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we're going to go to break. And when we come back, we have another interview we did out at COTA, but we're going to continue to talk a little more. But we had some Formula One stories we're going to try to sneak in there, too. And maybe even a little more from around the motorsports world. You're listening to Speed City. We're live in Austin, back after these messages.
Motivation USA, catering to the sport bike enthusiast looking for truly unique parts and accessories. Stand out from the crowd. Motivation is the exclusive North American distributor for SC Project Moto GP inspired exhausts and the largest Rizoma retailer in the United States. Get the best parts from around the world at the best prices with fast shipping and a knowledgeable staff ready to help. Shop online 24/7 at motivationusa.com. That's motivationusa.com.
Welcome to Name Your License Plate. I'm Biff Biffington. All right, Mary Lou, for the cash, the trip, and a new car, name your license plate.
Easy. My plate is ADD24. ACL, ATM, ABC, ACDC, AAA. I can't remember my plate.
You should have gotten a personal Texas plate from MyPlates.com. They're so memorable.
And I could have saved 40% with a 5-year commitment.
Be a winner and order your personalized license plate from MyPlates.com.
Talk 1370, the right choice.
Hello to everyone. This is Gunther Steiner. This is Speed City.
Welcome back to the fastest hour in radio, Speed City.
All right, welcome back. I got a couple of Formula One stories less I want to talk about because there's been a couple of developments in the last week. One, you know, we talked about COVID, we talked about Austin and all that. The organizers have confirmed that the Dutch GP will go ahead in September as planned with a two-thirds capacity crowd. So that's good news for all the Max Verstappen crazy fans that come out to every race. So that will be, that is good news as far as I'm concerned. And I mean, I really do, Les. I know we were up against the break when I talked about my theory on the curve, the way that by October, hopefully that Austin will be under control. And you know, who knows what that means exactly, whether we have a full crowd or not. But are you in agreement with me on all that?
I am in agreement with you. You know, I think it's important, you know, I wear a mask. I got vaccinated. I do all that. I'm not trying to be political about it, but the things you love, whether they're people, whether they're events or whatever, are being impacted by this. And so I think we just have to recognize here's the impact of what's going on. And, you know, like it or not, it's going to impact our life. Racing, you know, racing's a big part of our life here at Speed City. And, you know, gosh, we hope everybody stays safe and healthy. And these are the things that can happen with it. Absolutely. You know, and speaking with one of the press officers that goes actually with both the MotoGP and Formula One paddock, the buzz in both paddocks is looking at what's going in Austin. You know what? Come on, team. Let's you know, as a team here in Austin, please do whatever you can to help try to control this, because racing, come on.
that's like me.
Beyond the friends and people we love and know, racing.
Exactly. After my friends and family and everybody that I'm obviously concerned about, the first thing I think of is, let's get this under control because we don't want to mess up our October here. So
we're about to have the best October in a very long time.
Yeah, I mean, we really hope that that second race can happen here in Austin. And obviously the reason that the second race was talked about here is because the vaccine was so prevalent here and it was knocking down the cases. You know, I think a lot of people just said, hey, this is working and we're going to go back to our normal life in June. And we weren't quite ready to do that. And so, but it looks like it's moving in the right direction again. So let's hope that happens. But Les, you got to interview, you talked to him at the top of the show, this young 11-year-old racer in two-wheeled racing. And you've got an interview. So set up this interview real quick and let's hear from, yeah, you said it was his dad, right?
Yeah, so the short version, Mike Sanchez is his son, Mikey. We go by just for separation. Mikey, they live just outside of Austin. And it's one of those things that, you know, we look for that new talent. Well, here it is. MotoGP, this is a two-wheel version of Ryan that we just spoke to. Mike, we're here at COTA. It's a little wet and we're on rain delay. Gosh, we first met you guys at Colin Edwards boot camp. So get us caught up.
Yep. From there, we our first step was to play around in the country on little dirt bikes when Mikey was probably 2 to 3 years old. And then we started going to Collins because the backyard wasn't good enough anymore. We needed competition. So we went to Collins and started doing a little flat track racing out there. They call it Mad Dog racing. Took Mikey out there on a little 50. And that was at about 3 or 4 years old. And then I figured we better start them on the asphalt before we get behind the Europeans. So that's when I started getting them on the asphalt, teaching them the things that I think that need to get done. Fast forward about 3 years or 4 years, we went to Spain. We went to Spain just to kind of check on it. And I confirmed everything that I was doing was kind of in the right direction with road racing, to teach the kids, let them ride, let them experience a bunch of different motorcycles and stuff. And we continued flat tracking and road racing, mini GP racing here in Texas. And when we went to Spain to get an experience for a couple weeks, we learned about who some good people were to good connect with. We went there this year, 2021. We worked on some things, learning new motorcycles, learning new racetracks. He's ridden on, I think, 3 or 4 GP tracks now. He's ridden on Estoril, Valencia, Jerez, and Motorland Aragon, and he's had some success. He's gotten up to the podium, and he's won a race at Jerez on the Moto5 category. We're just currently training and learning to work at it, but keep it fun, and that's why we're in Spain.
Well, you know, how old is he now?
He's 11, and I think he's on par for worldwide 11-year-olds, and when we're here in America, we have a good time, like we're here at COTA today, and we're trying to enjoy ourselves, yet work at a GP track to where we sharpen his skills and keep his mind straight, but also have fun back at home.
But what's the future hold for you?
I think we just continue on our path. We continue in Europe, and we live in Spain right now. We've been there for about 4 months, and we're going to continue with this and keep climbing the ladder. The ladder is Moto5 today. Moto4 is next. Then we try to hit some pre-Moto3 stuff in his early teenage years so he can prepare for a run at Moto3. And that's the idea, because without Moto3, it's going to be quite a challenge for anybody in the world to continue on the path to MotoGP. So that's what we're looking for. The steps are Moto5, 4, 3, and then the sky's the limit. And Mikey always has his eye on the sky. He kind of naturally expects to go to MotoGP, and a lot of odds are against him, but you see the fire inside of him and his personality. I think we're going to make it.
It takes the family, and in fact, it's the community. You've got a lot of great support around here.
With my wife and myself and Mikey, that's who that's how we travel together like that. It takes a big commitment, and really, she's just as big of an influence as me, as anybody else on Mikey as far as trying to pursue his dreams.
All righty, there you go, folks. Well, we're going to keep following little Mikey Sanchez and the family, and we'll keep you posted on things. Check out the Facebook social media, and we'll get some links out. Always looking for sponsorships, of course. This doesn't come easy. So, well, best of luck from the Speed City family. We look forward to hearing from you.
Hey, Les, when you first called me and said, hey, I got an interview with an 11-year-old writer, I was like, my goodness, I think that's going to be the youngest interview. I said, how long did you have? You said all 3 or 4 minutes. And I was like, wow, that's pretty good. And then I realized it was his dad. So that was Mike, the dad.
Right. But that is his father.
But you spoke with Mikey a bunch, right? He's obviously pretty mature for his age as well.
You know, this kid is good. You know, he's still an 11-year-old, no matter what. But yes, this kid has a lot of maturity around his motorcycle. In fact, today, this morning, they took the next step. He got on a GP 250 bike for the first time and took laps out at COTA, running with some of the advanced track day sessions. And he was making lunch of a whole lot of adults on much larger bikes. And we're not talking about the rookies out on track day. These are well-seasoned adults.
Mm, yeah. Well, this is really fun that we can follow these young guys up the ladder and especially from the area. I mean, that is so cool. I mean, this is what we dreamed about several years ago.
Exactly. You know, you heard Mike mention that they have moved to Spain now and they're splitting the time, because that's where 11-year-old competition is. You know, there's just not a big enough part of that here in the Austin and in the States.
Well, I want to, we've had a lot of interaction about the Formula One tickets that we're giving away, and we give some away on our Formula One show that you can hear every Grand Prix weekend on national radio, and go to our website, speedcitybroadcast.com, to find out where to listen to that. But also, you can go to our website at speedcitybroadcast.com/win, and you can enter there, because we are going to give away multiple sets of Formula One tickets to the race here in Austin. I don't know what happens if we get a second race. We will cross that bridge when we get to it, and we want to thank everybody who has participated, either calling the show or entering, and to let you know we're going to get caught up on communicating with all you folks, and we're going to get some swag out to the people who don't win tickets, whether it's hats or whatever. So make sure that you you stay communicating with us on our website there, and go to our website if you want to enter. But thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Thanks to our guests, Ryan Sheehan and Mikey. And thanks to Jonathan and Adam Andretti. They did a great job this weekend. And, of course, everybody, we will talk to you next Sunday night.
Ciao, y'all. We'll be right back.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Motivation USA, catering to the sport bike enthusiast looking for truly unique parts and accessories. Stand out from the crowd. Motivation is the exclusive North American distributor for SC Project MotoGP inspired exhausts and the largest Rizoma retailer in the United States. Get the best parts from around the world at the best prices with fast shipping and a knowledgeable staff ready to help. Shop online 24/7 at MotivationUSA.com. That's MotivationUSA.com.
Welcome to Name Your License Plate. I'm Biff Biffington. All right, Mary Lou, for the cash, the trip, and a new car, name your license plate.
Easy. My plate is ADD24. ACL, ATM, ABC, ACDC, AAA. I can't remember my plate.
You should have gotten a personal Texas plate from MyPlates.com. They're so memorable.
And I could have saved 40% with a 5-year commitment.
Be a winner and order your personalized license plate from MyPlates.com.
Talk 1370, the right choice.
Hello to everyone, this is Gunther Steiner, this is Speed City.
Welcome back to the fastest hour in radio, Speed City.
All right, welcome back. I got a couple of Formula One stories less I want to talk about, because there's been a couple of developments in the last week. One, you know, we talked about COVID, we talked about Austin and all that. The organizers have confirmed that the Dutch GP will go ahead in September as planned with a two-thirds capacity crowd. So that's good news for all the Max Verstappen crazy fans that come out to every race. So that will be, that is good news as far as I'm concerned. And I mean, I really do, Les. I know we were up against the break when I talked about my theory on the curve, the way that by October, hopefully that Austin will be under control. And you know, who knows what that means exactly, whether we have a full crowd or not. But are you in agreement with me on all that?
I am in agreement with you. You know, I think it's important. You know, I wear a mask. I got vaccinated. I do all that. I'm not trying to be political about it, but the things you love, whether they're people, whether they're events or whatever, are being impacted by this. And so I think we just have to recognize here's the impact of what's going on. And, you know, like it or not, it's going to impact our life. Racing, you know, racing's a big part of our life here at Speed City. And, you know, gosh, we hope everybody stays safe and healthy. And these are the things that can happen with it. Absolutely. You know, and speaking with one of the press officers that goes actually with both the MotoGP and Formula One paddock, the buzz in both paddocks is looking at what's going in Austin. You know what? Come on, team. Let's you know, as a team here in Austin, please do whatever you can to help try to control this, because racing, come on.
that's like me.
Beyond the friends and people we love and know, racing.
Exactly. After my friends and family and everybody that I'm obviously concerned about, the first thing I think of is, let's get this under control because we don't want to mess up our October here. So
we're about to have the best October in a very long time.
Yeah, I mean, we really hope that that second race can happen here in Austin. And obviously the reason that the second race was talked about here is because the vaccine was so prevalent here and it was knocking down the cases. You know, I think a lot of people just said, hey, this is working and we're going to go back to our normal life in June. And we weren't quite ready to do that. And so, but it looks like it's moving in the right direction again. So let's hope that happens. But Les, you got to interview, you talked to him at the top of the show, this young 11-year-old racer in two-wheel racing. And you've got an interview. So set up this interview real quick. And let's hear from, yeah, you said it was his dad, right?
Yeah. So the short version, Mike Sanchez is his son, Mikey. We go by just for separation. Mikey, they live just outside of Austin. And it's one of those things that, you know, we look for that new talent. Well, here it is. MotoGP, this is a two-wheel version of Ryan that we just spoke to. Mike, we're here at COTA. It's a little wet and we're on rain delay. Gosh, we first met you guys at Colin Edwards boot camp. So get us caught up.
Yep, from there, we our first step was to play around in the country on little dirt bikes when Mikey was probably 2 to 3 years old. And then we started going to Colin's because the backyard wasn't good enough anymore. We needed competition. So we went to Collins and started doing a little flat track racing out there. They call it Mad Dog Racing. Took Mikey out there on a little 50. And that was at about 3 or 4 years old. And then I figured we better start them on the asphalt before we get behind the Europeans. So that's when I started getting them on the asphalt, teaching them the things that I think that need to get done. Fast forward about 3 years or 4 years, we went to Spain. We went to Spain just to kind of check on it, and I confirmed everything that I was doing was kind of in the right direction with road racing, to teach the kids, let them ride, let them experience a bunch of different motorcycles and stuff. And we continued flat tracking and road racing, mini GP racing here in Texas. And when we went to Spain just to get an experience for a couple weeks, we learned about who some good people were to good connect with. We went there this year. 2021, we worked on some things, learning new motorcycles, learning new racetracks. He's ridden on, I think, 3 or 4 GP tracks now. He's ridden on Estoril, Valencia, Jerez, and Motorland Aragon, and he's had some success. He's gotten up to the podium, and he's won a race at Jerez on the Moto5 category. We're just currently training and learning to work at it, but keep it fun, and that's why we're in Spain.
Well, you know, how old is he now?
He's 11, and I think he's on par for worldwide 11-year-olds. And when we're here in America, we have a good time, like we're here at COTA today. And we're trying to enjoy ourselves, yet work at a GP track to where we sharpen his skills and keep his mind straight, but also have fun back at home.
But what's the future hold for you?
I think we just continue on our path. We continue in Europe, and we live in Spain right now. We've been there for about 4 months, and we're going to continue with this and keep climbing the ladder. The ladder is Moto 5 today. Moto 4 is next. Then we try to hit some pre-Moto 3 stuff in his early teenage years so he can prepare for a run at Moto 3. And that's the idea, because without Moto 3, it's going to be quite a challenge for anybody in the world to continue on the path to MotoGP. So that's what we're looking for. The steps are Moto 5, 4, 3, and then the sky's the limit. And Mikey always has his eye on the sky. He kind of naturally expects to go to MotoGP, and a lot of odds are against him, but you see the fire inside of him and his personality. I think we're going to make it.
It takes the family, and in fact, it's the community. You've got a lot of great support around here.
With my wife and myself and Mikey, that's who we travel. That's how we travel together like that. It takes a big commitment, and really, she's just as big of an influence as me, as anybody else on Mikey, as far as trying to pursue his dreams.
All righty, there you go, folks. Well, we're gonna keep following little Mikey Sanchez and the family, and we'll keep you posted on things. Check out the Facebook social media, and we'll get some links out. Always looking for sponsorships, of course. This doesn't come easy. So, well, best of luck from the Speed City family. We look forward to hearing from
Hey, Les, when you first called me and said, hey, I got an interview with the 11-year-old writer, I was like, my goodness, I think that's going to be the youngest interview. I said, how long did you have? You said, oh, 3 or 4 minutes. And I was like, wow, that's pretty good. And then I realized it was his dad. So that was Mike, the dad.
Right. But that is his father.
But you spoke with Mikey a bunch, right? He's obviously pretty mature for his age as well.
You know, this kid is good. You know, he's still an 11-year-old no matter what. But yes, this kid has a lot of maturity around his motorcycle. In fact, this morning they took the next step. He got on a GP 250 bike for the first time and took laps out at COTA, running with some of the advanced track day sessions. And he was making lunch of a whole lot of adults on much larger bikes. And we're not talking about the rookies out on track day. These are well-seasoned adults.
Yeah. Well, this is really fun that we can follow these young guys up the ladder and especially from the area. I mean, that is so cool. I mean, this is what we dreamed about several years ago.
Exactly. You know, you heard Mike mention that they have moved to Spain now and they're splitting the time, because that's where 11-year-old competition is. You know, there's just not a big enough part of that here in the Austin and in the States.
Well, I want to, we've had a lot of interaction about the Formula One tickets that we're giving away, and we give some away on our Formula One show that you can hear every Grand Prix weekend on national radio, and go to our website, speedcitybroadcast.com, to find out where to listen to that. But also, you can go to our website at speedcitybroadcast.com/win, and you can enter there, because we are going to give away multiple sets of Formula One tickets to the race here in Austin. I don't know what happens if we get a second race. We will cross that bridge when we get to it, and we want to thank everybody who has participated, either calling the show or entering, and to let you know we're going to get caught up on communicating with all you folks, and we're going to get some swag out to the people who don't win tickets, whether it's hats or whatever. So make sure that you stay communicating with us on our website there, and go to our website if you want to enter. But thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Thanks to our guests, Ryan Sheehan and Mikey. And thanks to Jonathan and Adam Andretti. They did a great job this weekend. And, of course, everybody, we will talk to you next Sunday night.
Ciao, y'all.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.